Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is somebody a little on the special side, maybe a lot. His name is Greg Sheldon. He is the founder of an organization called Auto Shop Vocational, PBC. We're going to tell you exactly what a PBC is and exactly why Greg does what he does for you and all the people who work with him that he serves and supports. So, Greg, let's start with a quick introduction. Tell us about you.
Well, thank you, Ted. I was a social worker for many years. In 2011, I decided to become an auto shop teacher. So there was really no direct path towards that. So I quit my job and went to automotive tech school. And then spent the next 5 years as an automotive technician. I always thought I was going to work for a public school, but being an entrepreneur and working in the corporate world long enough to know that I should probably work for myself. So in September of 2017, I opened the doors to Auto Shop Vocational, which is a private automotive vocational program.
But it is also what you describe as a PBC. Let's talk about that a little bit. How does that fit into the grand business scheme of things, the benefit to we members of the public who use your service?
Mm-hmm. Public Benefit Corporation is new legislature that came out, I think, in the summer of 2013, but don't quote me, Ted. And it's kind of the mix between a for-profit and non-profit. Most for-profits, or all for-profits, are judged based upon the revenue that they produce, and you know, and that's how they find their stakeholders find their merit. A public benefit corporation is not only judged by the revenue that they produce, but also by the benefit to the community, hence the public benefit corp title. One way that a lot of PBCs benefit the community is by donating money to nonprofits and things like that. My main objective is to educate the community on their cars, how to give them checkups. In addition to that, also giving our young generation a leg up and giving them an opportunity to make some money. And also, we have a skills trades gap, but we'll get into that in a minute.
Okay, so that's how that works. You are an auto shop. You repair, you teach, you maintain, and the people who do this for you and for me are people who need a lift.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have a skills trades gap in all the skilled trades, plumbing, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, and automotive, obviously. I've been a gearhead since day one. I took apart my toy cars when I was 5 and 6 years old just to see how they worked. And I'm an experience-based learner. A lot of the teaching that they get in public school is knowledge-based learning, which is read it, hear it, see it. I teach experience-based learning, which is a very different model than most schools utilize. I wrote my own curriculum, but I didn't write a book for the kids to read. I have a list of things that I want to teach them. I hold the part up, explain to them how it works. They pass it around. We go on to the next part, and then when we go out into the shop, I show them exactly how that part works in the car. Explain to them the different ways that it can fail, the different symptoms of it failing, and then how to replace the part. So it's basically figure out what to replace and replace it. That's really, really our motto.
Yeah, so it's hands-on, very tactile, see it, do it, and then do it on your own.
Right, and that's what a lot of my students will tell you is that I give them the space to kind of figure it out for themselves, and then if they can't, they come and grab me, and I show them how to do things. We offer the community free oil changes during sessions. We're starting a new session up a week from today, actually, and so if you have to pay for your own oil, I can't afford to do that. Although I'm looking for sponsors for oil, if anybody's listening that is interested in that. We offer the community free oil changes, then give you a good checkup on your car, so that if your brakes are low, or your tires are low, or if your power steering is low, fluid is low, something like that, we take a look at it, try to figure out where your power steering fluid went. And that's the sign of a good lube tech. We have oil changers and lube techs. Lube techs figure out where your power steering fluid went, and an oil changer will just change your oil, see that your power steering fluid is low, and send you on your way. The lube tech will figure out where it went and tell you that there's a problem. And that's ideally what the dealerships and the repair facilities want, because you don't make any money on oil changes. Any repair shop will tell you that. They do that to you to get more revenue and to get more work. So so that's what I'm teaching these individuals. It's not just kids. It's anybody that has a license that wants to learn, Ted. You know, I want to teach everyone. I want everybody to know basically how to check your oil, how to change your tire, how to jumpstart your car. I actually teach a one-day course on that as well. It's called the Pit Stop Workshop.
Right, talk about the license that you just mentioned. You say anybody who has a license can come to you, and if they want to learn this trade, they can.
Yep. Anybody that has a driver's license, you have to have a driver's license. My insurance won't cover you if you don't have a driver's license, because you're going to be moving cars in and out, and we're going to go take cars for road tests, not test drives, but road tests. And so that makes it so that, you know, I can trust the kids, and I know that they have the ability to drive a car up and down the block, or however that's going to work out.
Okay, so these folks you describe as kids, I'm a fossil. You're not.
you got a few years on
non-millennial, but you know,
that's true.
So there's a few years between us, but what are we talking average age for the young people that are working with you?
It's typically high school kids. I'm actually starting a class of parolees next Monday through the Colorado Springs Works program with Joaquin Mobley. Super cool dude, doing some really great things in the southeast sector of our community. And so, I'm really excited to start with this new population, but I've also worked in the social work field for many years, and I've worked with some the lesser element, or however you want to put it, people who are involved with the Department of Corrections. And those are really the people that need my services. You know, that's one reason why I started this, is to work with troubled kids and troubled people that really need a skill. They don't want to just get out of the institution and then go work at McDonald's, because they'll work there for 2 or 3 weeks or months and then be like, screw this, I'm going to go do what I used to do.
Well, yeah, and that makes perfect sense. So for me as a member of the public, I would not identify any of those folks working for you as somebody with a troubled background. That's something that stays internal, but it also speaks to how you teach comportment and customer service and customer relations to people who have been in trouble but who have a lot of potential. I mean, you're not just taking anybody and everybody. You're taking the folks who really want to do better in their lives, yes?
Yep. We're taking the individuals who are not knowledge-based learners. They're experience-based learners, and they're told by the general public schools that they're not as intelligent as people who can just sheerly memorize things. So that's really the target, is the people, the kids that are not not the A students in class, not the kids that are going to college, but the kids that really need something to grasp onto.
So we now know the what, which is Auto Shop Vocational, a public benefit corporation. We know the why.
Yep.
We know the how. Mm-hmm. What's the where? And what range of services do you offer? We've got a couple quick minutes to go.
Okay, so I'm working on two different plans. One of them, the first one, is building out a 50-foot enclosed trailer where there's a classroom on the front and a shop in the back that I can drive around to different charter schools and things like that. And then the main thing that I'm working on is acquiring a property. It's up on North Academy. It's a used car dealership. I have a used car dealer who's interested in a detail shop. And there's plenty of space for storage in the back, so it's a big property that I'm very leery about, committing to that kind of money, but it's something that I know I need to acquire. Anybody that knows me knows that I dream big, and that this is something that needs to happen. I mean, we need automotive technicians in every community across the country.
Sure. Okay, so where can we come and get and receive your services now?
So currently there is no location. We're going to start working out of the Garden of the Gods. There's a buddy of mine is letting me use his shop to start this next class that's starting a week from today. But if you're looking to get an oil change or some work done, just give me a call.
Perfect. Okay. In about 30 seconds we've got left, Greg, this goes so fast. I love this stuff. You have a thing called the Auto Shop Value Club, which is a means of crowdfunding for you.
Yep.
So I can buy a membership at 2 or 3 different levels in the Auto Shop Value Club. I can get your services in exchange at discounted rates and things like that. In order to purchase a membership in the Auto Shop Value Club and to learn exactly what benefits are in it, go to autoshopvocational.com. That's autoshopvocational.com. Greg, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you very much. And anybody that's interested, just give me a shout. If you believe in education or vocational education, it's something that we all know that we need. Thank you. Thanks,
Ted. Contact Greg at 719-661-1663. 719-1663. Get your auto services at a discount at autoshopvocational.com by becoming a member of Auto Shop Value Club. You will be one of the people that helps Greg get that facility that he needs to teach more people great skills. And, of course, you benefit from discount auto service prices. Greg, thank you again for all you do. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We are Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Get us by podcast 24/7, totally free at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.